the Saturday Light Brigade with the great Elizabeth Cotton. And coming up, we're going to turn to Baltimore-based world folk band Ari and the Buffalo Kings. We're getting them ready, and they're going to be playing for you fairly soon, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, and Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, plus SLBRadio.org/radio.
One, two, three. Black roof country, no gold pavement, tired starling. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in her dark eyes. Dawn that smiles on you leaving my contentment. Bye.
Not Cream, but the Bobs doing White Room. God, I love that record when I was a kid. Not the Bobs, but Cream. The Saturday Light Brigade and Ari and the Buffalo Kings are going to be here with us soon. Six members in the band all together, all from Buffalo. We're getting them set to go. They include flute, cello, guitars, upright bass, and percussion. Thank you to Ronald for your generous contribution to SLB just a few moments ago during our December donor drive. Every year around this time, we have our one and only donor drive as a way to remind you that everything we do here is done on a nonprofit basis. We are a nonprofit organization, SLB Radio Productions. You can learn more about our work at slbradio.org/donate. If you enjoy our radio program Saturday mornings, it's free to all of the stations who carry it and the internet services that carry it. Or if you appreciate the oral histories we collect and publish each week, the Youth Media Center resources, equipment, and mentors that we offer teens 5 days a week during the school year and during camps during the summer. All of those things are free, and they're made possible by individual donors. And you're doing so at any level makes a huge difference, because when pulled together, we're able to help make things work efficiently and financially, and also draw other donations from foundations and other people who support us. If you're already supporting us, thank you. If you're not in a position to do so, we understand. And if you've been waiting for a perfect moment, this is it.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Comes the song. I always feel like I need to give a disclaimer for the song. It's a good time of the year when, if the jump start on Christmas is something that sort of frustrates you as you go to the store, maybe to buy something and suddenly discover they're having the after Christmas sales when Christmas hasn't even occurred. Keb Mo has a song just for you.
When I was a child, everything was magical. I believed in Santa Claus. It really was fantastical. We couldn't wait to open up the gifts around the tree.
Mom and Dad were there with us, smiling joyfully. But now I'm all grown up, and Christmas is really annoying. I remember caroling and sledding down the hill, skating on the pond, you know, it really was a thrill. But now the thrill is gone and all my credit cards are maxed. I'm running here, running there, there's no time to relax. Cause I'm all grown up and Christmas is really annoying. As the whole year long. Annoying, annoying. Let's apologize to Jesus for what went wrong. Now it's time to celebrate the coming of the first. We're all supposed to sing the song, but no one knows the words. Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? It's time to wrap the season up and leave it all behind. Cause I'm all grown up and Christmas is really annoying. You know that Christmas is really annoying.
Saturday at Light Brigade, and there you've got Blue Highway, and I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. And Kebmo, all letters, address all letters to Kebmo, did Christmas is annoying. The band is ready to go. I'll be out there with them in a minute. They're out in the Youth Media Center where they have plenty of space. Join me now as we welcome Ari and the Buffalo Kings.
You've got them, Ari, and the Buffalo Kings. And I'm going to talk with Ari first, since he was singing lead. And I suspect he's going to sing lead on many of these songs. After all, it's Ari and the Buffalo Kings. Ari, tell me about the song, and then I want to learn a little bit more about you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here in Pittsburgh. We love Pittsburgh, and it's a short drive for us, so we're really, really happy to be here and want to come back. In the All Together is the title track of our latest album that's also called In the All Together. And actually, the name came about because we were putting it all together. We didn't have a name. And Jim said, you know what? This is like In the All Together, which is an old Baltimore phrase, which actually means to be in the buff.
Yes.
So we really like that. And we also like that idea. So it's really just a song about being in nature and really feeling one with things in nature, and having that kind of sense of centeredness in nature. So we got a lot of natural imagery. And it's about like finding ourselves and also knowing we don't often know where we're going.
That's it's a great name for a song. And in the All Together, I knew what you meant right away. I think that phrase has gone beyond Baltimore.
Yeah.
I remember it most from The Emperor with No Clothes.
Yes. Yeah.
There's an animated version of that where the townspeople sing, "The King is in the All Together, yeah. The All Together." Da, da, da. Well, it was you, Danielle. You were mentioned, so you came up with that.
Who came up with it?
Oh, no, it was Jim. Then let's go to Jim, and then we will go back to Daniel. You're playing drums?
I am playing drums, percussion, and anything you can strike, shake, beat on, yes.
I was very enamored with what you have on top of the red cloth, because it had the word radio in it. See, I noticed things like that.
It's State Radio is a group. I don't know if you know them. And I'm using it to mute the tambourine that's suspended here off of the hi-hat, so make it a little less noisy.
Excellent. And yeah, you're playing really tastefully with a group that you could easily be overpowering if you weren't careful. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, they appreciate it as well, I think. I'm playing a cajon, which is basically a small box.
And you've got a small snare too?
Snare that I borrowed from your folks here. Snare and a hi-hat, and that's it. And some different ways of striking with brushes or sticks. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some sticks that, imagine like a bundle of long toothpicks that you're striking the drum with, which makes for a neat sound.
Right, yeah.
Now, Danielle, I bring you greetings from Danny Rechtenwald, who I know is going to be playing with you tonight, but he texted me earlier and wanted us to be sure we said hello to you. When did you get involved with this? What does the band have an origin story?
Yeah, actually, I think I might be a big part of the origin story by stroke of luck. I moved to Baltimore about 8 years ago, and I wanted to put a show together that was of some of my original music. And I met Ari at a cool cultural event in town, and I was like, do you know a bassist? Like, can we jam? Do you know a drummer? And so I didn't realize that Ari was surreptitiously like assembling Ari and the Buffalo Kings in real time, but we played my original music at that first show, and then it just snowballed, and all of a sudden I was in a band, and it was amazing.
Now, I don't generally like to look in the band origin names, but Buffalo the Animal or Buffalo the City?
Oh, definitely the Animal. We're all animals, but I think for the real name origin story, you gotta go to the source of Ari.
Okay, let's go to Ari, and then we'll meet the rest of the band and make sure there's time for music.
It's a bit of an embarrassing story, actually, but a friend had drawn me as the Buffalo King, and I was looking for a name for a solo project at the time. And then I was like, you know what? There's a little bit of a, you know, that can get a little complicated. So what about and the Buffalo Kings? And then they really became these characters. So in our first album, we have four buffalo heads, and we've made them into stickers and stuff. And it started growing and being its own kind of entity.
Happening. That's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, we have two string players here. And we'll start with Samantha, and I'll come by and see you. You're playing cello.
Yeah, I play the cello. I also do vocals. It's a very, I don't know, interesting combination of getting involved with this group, because I get to do a lot of things that I normally don't do. I don't know, it's a lot of fun to play cello.
Yeah, you and Danielle, too, were doing, I'm glad you mentioned vocals, because it was really fun to hear the two of you singing with Ari on that last tune when you all came in together. And it's not often that you've got, Danielle plays flute and keys in this group. We have a nylon stringed acoustic guitar and you on cello. And then we've got a bass player next to me who was kind enough to bring a real upright bass today. Christian, that's you, and hello.
Hello.
It's hard to lug these around.
It's a labor of love, I guess. It's a big instrument, and it's got a big heart, and does take up a lot of space, but we make space for it.
Yes, this would be how you determine the car you're going to take, or, it's all based on you.
Determines a lot of that stuff, yeah.
It's nice to meet you. Let's finally meet our electric guitar player, who is Phil. And Phil, nice to meet you. You guys are all from Baltimore, Baltimore native?
Oh, yeah. I'm Baltimore, Maryland, like Towson and Ellicott City, born and raised. So I'm all Maryland, all Baltimore boy.
It's been a while since I've been to Baltimore, but it's a great city, great place to visit. And you're right, it's not that far away. It's got to be fun to play with a group like this, especially, again, as you're playing electric guitar. You have to be kind of adept at the, or droids is a better word, because you're playing with acoustic instruments. Is it put you into a different mindset as you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I used to play more so with kind of like heavier bands and basically have a rock background. I kind of introduced like a more soul song to this band, and we do country stuff. And so I've totally kind of changed up my style of picking and soloing once I entered this project, and I've learned a lot from everybody in it. So it's been really eye-opening.
Excellent. Nice to meet you, Ryan. Now, I'm going to try to get a little video of these guys up on our Facebook page so you can see them in their menagerie of instruments. It'll just be a short little picture of that. And then after the next song, we'll let you know how you can see them in the flesh a little later tonight. Not in the All Together, but in the flesh. You never know. On radio, it can be anything you want. But Ari, what's next?
Yeah. So in honor of our eighth member here, seventh member, Spinette, our little chicken, that's hanging out on Phil's amp over there. We're gonna be playing "Chickens at the Door," which is a new song that we'll be recording this winter.
My baby likes to look at houses that we'll never afford. She likes to dream of all the chickens and the dogs barking at her door. If I was half the man that I thought I could be, I'd have more. But if I had more, would we still dance on the kitchen floor? Well, I know life is sacred, but it can feel a little grim. But if I got you and you got me, there's a reason we can't win. So go ahead and throw your banquet, invite all thick and thin. Send everyone home with a nice to-go plate, a kiss and a see you again. Cause destiny is like an hourglass. It does nothing on its side, but you gotta pick it up, turn it upside down, see what shifts with time. Shifts with time. Chickens and the dogs barking at her door. Now that I'm half the man that I thought I could be, I got more. There's still time to slow dance on the kitchen floor. Well, I know life is sacred, but it can be. Send everyone home with a nice to-go plate, a kiss, and I'll see you again. Cause destiny's like an hourglass, it does nothing on its side. You gotta pick it up, turn it upside down, see what shifts with time. Shifts with time.
There you've got Ari and the Buffalo Kings. ariandthebuffalokings.com is how you can get to their website. And if you, I know you might be listening in Baltimore or anywhere else in the country or world for that matter. If you'd like to, for that matter. That's, I run out of words around this time of the day. For that matter, feel free to send us a text and we'll relay it to them. Our number is 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. I also want to thank quickly, Stephen, thank you for your contribution during our December donor drive and for sharing the story about Ruth just now. We're grateful for that. More at slbradio.com.
buffalokings.org/donate. I mentioned Aerie and the buffalokings.com because you'll find a calendar, you'll find information about recordings. And tonight, Music Night on Jupiter is taking place. Our good friend Tim Wolfson will have Ari and the Buffalo Kings there in Allison Park tonight at 7 o'clock. There's an Eventbrite link that you can find online that will give you all of the official details. But I don't know if you've played for Tim before. You'll eat well. I guarantee that. Although, if you're in Baltimore, you probably eat well a lot. I always think of seafood at Baltimore. But Tim's a great host, and that show starts at 7. We've linked to it from our website, too, at slbradio.org. And Danny Recktenwald, a friend of this Danny, or Danielle, is going to be on the bill, too.
Absolutely. We're so excited to play there, and the boys have the pleasure of staying there, so he made us a beautiful oatmeal this morning. So thank you, Tim. And it is such a beautiful room, and we're so excited that that's our debut concert here. We love house concerts. It's so intimate, so we're really excited.
Yeah, it's funny. Now, Tim will not be using the outdoor stage he built today. That's not going to be not going to work. It's funny. I was picturing that, but that's not going to happen. What's next?
Next up, we're actually going to have a song that Danielle sings. So this is a song that I wrote called Swimming in a Dream that Danielle really brings to life.
Here again, Ari and the Buffalo Kings.
Sea lies great mountain before me. How many steps till I'm set free? With threaded strands of memory, a wish, a prayer, a dream. So here I go. So here I go.
Here we go.
Before I get to save the day, I have one more stop to make to lighten up my load and take what's mine. It truly saves. are made of one another. How miraculous. 'Cause I can sail the seven seas, I can run on aching knees, I can do what I need to survive. I can sail the seven seas, I can run on aching knees, I can do what I please, grow and drop. Yeah, I can sail the seven seas, I can run on aching knees, I can do what I need to survive. I can sail the seven seas, I can run on aching knees, I can do what I please, grow and
Ari and the Buffalo Kings here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And that, all the songs have been great. I think that one showcased all of you really, really well. And what a range of songs you've done so far. And you've got a beautiful voice. Have you been singing for you? All of our singers have beautiful voices. Let me not let Samantha out of the picture. Or Ari.
Honestly, everyone.
Everybody. But tell me about you and singing. Were you singing as a kid?
I actually hated my voice until like 5 minutes ago. Until I was like, actually kind of moving to Baltimore has really transformed my confidence and the opportunity to grow and thrive, as the song sings. So I hated my voice as a teenager. So if anyone is out there and doesn't like how they sound, just keep singing, because we change, we grow.
You're not alone in the way, I mean, not to say other people hate your voice or hated your voice as a teenager, but no, a lot of people, even as adults, don't like the sound of their own voice, or teens especially don't. And we work with that a lot here in the work that we do. I loved that song. The tempo of it was fun to hear, and to hear you did get a chance to shred just a little bit.
Oh yeah, this is a good example of me, you know, taking my rock roots, throwing it on a country song and having some fun. Yeah,
it sounded great. What is this t-shirt you've got on here? I'm gonna let you describe it. It matches guitar.
The green of the guitar. I did not plan this, so this is just a bunch of odd like faces and objects, and it's kind of like your weird tattoo collection, but on a shirt, it would seem, which is very fitting for me also.
Yeah, I like it. And there's a number of things there, some of which I'm not going to mention. But there's I saw a peace sign and a microphone and a dove of peace and a few other things. You're listening to Ari and the Buffalo Kings live on the radio on the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. I want to be sure we get lots of music. And it looks like this is a band that came with some of their own microphones too. You got to love that. I see a bundle of mics here.
Oh yeah.
Got Christian's in all the mics. That's a little electret mic. You never see those.
Yeah. This is a KSM 141. In my bridge here, which is a trick that I learned from Scott Metcalf at the Peabody Recording Program in Baltimore. Very privileged and lucky to have been there. And it just happens to sound really good on this bass. It's a solid mic.
It's a tiny little microphone about the diameter of, fairly adult person's thumb, and maybe twice the length. I haven't seen one of those in a long time, and I saw one on Ari's guitar too. Now that we've lost half of the audience, we'll talk more. Let's talk more. Actually, it's interesting. I haven't seen. I think those are electric type elements. They're fun to listen to. What's next?
Next up, we're going to be featuring Sam. with a song called Llena de Luz, which when you talk about world folk, this is has a guitar part that's inspired by Kora music from West Africa, and then Samantha will be singing in Spanish, and it's a lovely song called Filled with Light, and we hope that everyone enjoys it.
Ari and the Buffalo Kings.
It's about the
moon. Oh.
The chorus says, it's La luna canta, vibra y me llena de luz, which it translates to the moon sings, vibrates, and fills me with light.
I think we're close to a full moon right now.
We passed the last full moon of the year, so it was a big one. So I hope everybody, you know, put in, you know, did their moon rituals and put away all the baggage we don't need it, because, you know, we had enough this year, 2025.
Yes, enough for next year as well. Ari and the Buffalo Kings.
Let's come in all together.
La lluvia que viene
Ari and the Buffalo Kings. ariandthebuffalokings.com is where you can learn more about their music. Here is a message from a friend wishing lots of love and light to ABK on their Pittsburgh pilgrimage. Is there enough language in there for you to identify who that's from? It's not signed, but it's from somebody in the 443 area code. Is that Baltimore?
That's Baltimore, baby.
Baltimore. Phone number ending in 05. I don't want to give all of it out. I've given half of it out, so I better.
Love and light to you too.
Yes, thank you for writing. And they tonight will be at Music Night on Jupiter in Allison Park. We've linked to the Eventbrite from our website at slbradio.org. We're down to time for one more. I wish we had more time. I think you were planning to get two more in, but we're getting close to the top of the hour. Yeah, they have to come tonight. What's smart.
Find us in Baltimore. Yeah, so come tonight or find us in Baltimore. We would love to connect with you. And yeah, check out our website. I'm also a mindfulness teacher, so I have my mindfulness offerings as well. Every Sunday we do a class. And I've been told by the band that there are cookies at the show. So if you were to come and spend some time with us, you get some cookies.
You get cookies. You couldn't ask for more than that. It's really been wonderful to hear you guys. You really have something special in the combination of voices and instruments, and I'm also grateful. It's not easy to bring all of this together here on a Saturday morning, so thank you for doing that. Do check them out, Ari and the BuffaloKings.com. Ari, what are you going to close up with?
So we're going to close up with our song Fertile Plains, which is off our recent album, and you know, anyone can find it wherever you look. And we're just so happy that you tuned in. Thank you. Shout out to my mom and my dad and my family. Thank you for listening. And we're just so happy to be here, and we hope that everyone just takes care of themselves and stays warm while it's cold.
Once again, here at the Saturday Light Brigade, Ari and the Buffalo Kings.
Everybody on the train is listening to the tracks as the rails run by the riverside and the babies on the backs of their mothers going goo goo gaga, singing till the cows come home. If I go away for a few years, I come back home. Hey! Blessings rain on fertile plains and babies on the laps of their mothers going goo goo gaga, singing till the cows come home. If I go away for a few weeks, I come back home. Well, there's no time to waste on pleasant trees, so I'll be me. I spent life as the rails run by the riverside and the babies on the backs of their mothers going to the gaga. Singing till the cows come home if I go away for a few weeks. I come back home, I come back home, and there's no time to waste on pleasant dreams. So do you leave and I'll be me. I spent lives and lives wasted on fantasy. What's one more dream to wake out of? I'm coming home.
There they are, Ari and the Buffalo Kings. What a great show. I hope you enjoyed hearing them as much as we did. Our program is booked by Ty Chorosky. Today's engineers, Technical Associate Ellis Dorham and Technical Director Chad Green. Our education staff at SLV includes Megan Valley, Alexa Bosick, Alex Bennett, Grace Anderson, and Ben Rutkowski. Joseph Kukula is our Youth Media Center Manager. Robert Gray is our Director of Operations. And Ricky Berger is our Director of Me. This is Larry Berger. We'll meet you here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. We'll meet you here next week.